Well, as the new Democratic presidential ticket, Vice President Harris and Governor Walz, as they campaign in key states this week, so too does Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. The Ohio senator is speaking with reporters before each Democratic rally, which landed him in Michigan today.
And what Kamala Harris is telling all of us by selecting Tim Walz is that she bends the knee to the far left of the Democrat Party. She's done it every single time in government. She's done it in who she selected as her VP nominee. And she will do it if the American people give her a promotion to President of the United States.
NPR's Stephen Fowler is tracking this. He's here now. Hey, Stephen.
Hey there.
Sounds like kind of a counter-programming tour here by J.D. Vance. What's the strategy?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a big week for Democrats. Kamala Harris is the official nominee. Walz is the VP pick. They're coming off of record fundraising and enthusiasm. They are taking the momentum show on the road, especially after polling shows the pathway to victory doesn't just run through the Midwestern blue wall of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So while Harris and Walz are holding these big rallies, Vance is offering a pre-buttal of sorts ahead of each one to make sure that conversation isn't one-sided.
A pre-buttal, what does that actually look like?
Instead of these dueling large-scale events, Vance is taking a different tack. In the last day or so in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Vance has done lengthy sessions answering questions from the media and bringing out everyday Americans he says have been harmed by different parts of the Biden-Harris agenda. The main thing he focused on, immigration. In Philadelphia yesterday, Vance blasted how Democrats have handled the U.S.-Mexico border, and he used locals to tie it to larger issues like opioid addiction. Here's Geraldine Briggs of Philadelphia.
Democrats claim to have cleaned up the streets in Philadelphia, but it has not worked. The border crisis has led to an influx of drugs coming across the border and impacting families like mine.
In Michigan, Vance also homed in on some of Harris's comments in the past about policing and crime and implied immigrants who come here illegally will commit crimes in people's neighborhoods, though data does show they're less likely to commit violent crimes. And in Wisconsin, he mentioned inflation and the economy is something Democrats have harmed and he and Trump can fix.
How has the addition of Walz to the Democratic ticket, how is that affecting the message that Vance and Trump are trying to get across?
Well, since Biden dropped out, Republicans really haven't been able to pivot away from a campaign catered to beating up on Joe Biden. Now that it's Kamala Harris, Republicans have struggled to define her in the same way. But naming Walz as her vice presidential pick gives Republicans a chance to offer differing policy visions, as you heard Vance say at the top of this conversation. I mean, we're not even 48 hours into having the official Democratic ticket yet, but we have already seen some of the threads being pulled on Walz's record as governor of Minnesota, as a kind of progressive governor, too, emerge.
Indeed. And is that policy contrast, is that playing out at these Democratic events this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so much of this year has been focused on Joe Biden's age and his fitness for office. Democrats are more than happy to talk about policy, Mary Louise. Harris and Walz in Philadelphia last night said they're making their campaign these next 3 months about what they're doing in the present and their plans for the future, and that Trump's vision is stuck in the past.
NPR's Stephen Fowler in Atlanta. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.